I reminded you that you are perfect, would you argue me down or step into your perfection? Welcome to perfect mode, where there are no excuses, no expectations, and we explore the world without limitations. I'm Jay Clay, rapper, the spiritual teacher, with my co-host Troy Washington, your friendly neighborhood realtor. Let's be real. So let's be perfect. Let's be perfect.
Yeah. What up? Happy Sunday to everyone in perfect land, doing perfect things, loving yourself, loving everything and not judging so that you can see the perfection. Yes, I'm by myself today. I have some announcements on where Troy is, but we'll get to that in a second. But I still wanted to come on here and share some powerful things. First off, if you haven't already, join our Patreon. We give you a shout out. We appreciate it. It's a way to support us, like softly support us as so we continue to bring you this high quality, high vibe content. And yeah, so make sure you check out the links. All the links are either in, depending on where you watch it, it's either in our bio or on the description of this video. So yeah, and it also includes all the links to where you can stream us. We are on Spotify, Apple, all of it. So yeah, join the Patreon. But but one specific announcement that I wanted to make today is the water fast. You know, we do this every Monday, but this week is special because we also do it the 8th, 9th, and 10th of every month. And this coming week, it all comes together. We have, it's going to be our first time doing a 4-day fast. I never did a 4-day fast before. I'm excited to try it to see how far I got. I've done easy 3-day fasts. I've done tough 3-day fasts. And I've even had some where I only made it 2 days because it just wasn't happening. So I'm definitely excited to see how this particular one goes. And I want to invite you to join us as well. Because again, it's not even just about the not eating. It's about what the not eating uncovers in your life. It's about how you really recognize the patterns of how, in many ways, food can cover up some things. And food can be a source of happiness instead of just something that just adds to your happiness. And when it becomes a source, like anything that becomes a source that it shouldn't necessarily be your source, it can become more of a hindrance than a helper. And this is kind of allowing yourself to reset. So, but even if you don't want to do the 4 days that's coming up on the 8th, 9th, and 10th running into next Monday, you can do this Monday tomorrow. So again, like with all of our fasts, you can either do 24 hours from when you last ate today on Sunday, and the same thing with the 4-day fast coming up, when you last ate on the 7th, or you can do it the whole entire day. So when you wake up on Monday to when you go to sleep on Monday. And the same thing with links. Like we have a community where you can talk. It tracks your fast time. Like you can put your exact time when you started fasting. You can put the mood that you feel, and you get to see the benefits at each hour. Cause I think like at the 12 hour mark, you might enter ketosis, maybe 18 is heavy ketosis, 24 hour mark. It fixes like old proteins or something. I don't know the terminology, but it's all in the app. It's all in the community. And again, that link is either in the description of this video or it's on our profile in the thing. Just click on the fast with us link. What else? So yeah, and if you have any questions on the fast, just let us know, let me know. We're doing a big show next week. We're going to have three special guests on here talking about their journey during the fast as well. So we'll be in the heart of it because we'll be on day 3 by the time that airs. And the thing is too, though, know your intention for doing it. Like it could be for health reasons. It could be for getting in touch with spirit. For me, like I always say, it's to It's to connect. It's to live off God, to breathe off God. Man is not meant to live off bread alone. I'm breathing in that God. I realize that everything, I'm in God, for God, by God. And by taking this fast to only drink water, it definitely helps me get in touch with that. And people usually have questions too, like, do you take supplements? Do you put lemon in your water? Do you do any of that? Do you drink coffee, tea? I don't do any of that. We just do water. But feel free to tweak it based on your needs. Like if you're just not ready to do the no tea, no coffee, or however you do it. But I still urge you to try to just do strictly the water fast. So before I get into speaking about just observing inspiration, because this is going to be a short show, I want to talk about Troy and why Troy isn't here right now. Troy's son is currently in a championship basketball game. They made it. They beat who they're supposed to beat. When I last checked in with Troy, let me see, did he message me? Not yet. When I last checked in with him, they're winning. They have a big lead. So it's looking like they're going to win. They're going to get the trophies, everything. And as you know, as a person watching this show, you know all about the basketball, the coaching, and all of that. So yeah, I'm excited to hear how it goes down. And he might even be joining us. So that's the thing too. Like if he might be able to join us from there, but the game is still going on right now. And he might even have it live right now. But yeah, appreciate you still rocking with us on Perfect Mode. The brief thing that I wanted to speak about today is observing inspiration. And I realize I spelled it wrong. Observing inspiration. So many times when we go into prayer, or even meditation, well, I'll say prayer. Like prayer, we're usually talking to God. We're usually talking to the higher power, our higher self, the universe, whoever we speak to. And it's not often that people listen for an answer. And it's a one-sided thing. Like, please help me. Please do this. Can you do this? Can you help with this? Can you help with that? And it's, with everything, it's all about balance. And some people, you've heard people say, God told me this morning, I heard from God. I had a conversation with God. But a lot of people also don't know how to hear from God, how to listen. And there are multiple ways. And one of those ways is inspiration. So an example may be, you could be sitting quietly in meditation, just listening, waiting for an answer, waiting for what you should do next. And an inspiring thought comes and you're like, ooh, I got this thought. But then you might denounce it in a way and say, oh, but I'm meditating right now. And I said, I'm gonna meditate for an hour or 2 hours, but your original intention could have been to have an answer to a specific request or a specific prayer. And that inspiration is one of the ways that God speaks to you. Like in some ways it's audible. It's not audible, but it's audible. Like I'm going to say Perfect Mode 3 times, Perfect Mode, Perfect Mode, Perfect Mode. Now I'm going to move my head in the same way, but you're still going to hear it. You see what I mean? Like it's that kind of audible. Like you hear it, you know, it's there, you know, that the essence of it. So it's not always out loud too. And it can be from that, but also it can be from other people as well. Like God is within us all. We're in God, for God, by God is within us all. So it's natural for us to speak the words of God. In fact, everybody does in some way, if we're listening. Every conversation you come in contact with is a specific message for you to hear, whether you realize it or not. And in some ways, it doesn't have to be all profound and all of that, but it just can steer your mind to a more freer direction, to a direction where you can hear God's voice more clearly. You can hear that inspiration more clearly. So with that in mind, I wanted to give a challenge for this week, especially if you're doing any of the fasts this week. That challenge is to observe your inspiration. Like really observe it. And not only observe the inspiration, observe what you do when it occurs. I've had some instances where I got inspired to do something, but then I doubted it. I doubted myself. I doubted, could I do it? What would it look like? What would other people think? I let all these other messages come into my mind. And that moment, or the inspiration that came could have led me to the answer to the prayers that I asked before, but I wasn't willing to acknowledge that in that sense. And the same can be like, I've denied it in other ways too, where I'm like, oh no, that's not important. I'll do that later. Or that's not this. I have too much work to do today. I have too much pressures too many fires to put out, in a sense. And you put out that inspiration, but that inspiration is, that's the miracle. Like that's that thought or that feeling that you get, that if you follow this, you will be in such a high vibration that you can handle anything with ease. Like those fires that you need to put out, they might get put out by themselves by you following this inspiring thought. I'll share this example. So I actually remember this morning. About like 4 or 5 years ago, we used to have a couple of mastermind groups. And the purpose of it was just to bring our minds together for the purpose of helping each other out. Like the combined mind is greater than the sum total of our minds. And so anyway, we got to talking about how everything you're provided for if you allow yourself to be provided for, like without even having to do anything extra, except just trust, like just trust that you're provided for and you will see examples of it. So we were speaking about that. And then I was going into work one day and it was a lot of traffic. I was at a light and there's this dude just kind of walking through traffic and he kind of stopped. So I rolled down my window like, you know, what's up? He's like, man, I know this is crazy. I need to get to so-and-so. My car broke down, but I really need to get home. Can you take me? And what's crazy is where he needed to go was about 20 minutes away, but that's exactly where I was going. When I tell you, like, well it's exactly on the way. So it might have took me off like 1 minute on my trip. And so I let him in and he was thankful. He was shocked too. He's like, man, what made you just, you know, stop and pick me up? I was like, I don't know. Maybe it was the conversation that I had before that put me in the mindset that we're all provided for and everything. And so I got to see the other half of that, of how I was able to provide for somebody, but it was zero burden on me. Like I didn't feel taxed in any way. I didn't feel like anything was taken from me, like I lost anything. It was just me being how I am. And I say that because sometimes a lot of people don't want to accept gifts from others or accept help because they think, you know, they're going to owe somebody, it's a burden and it's all of that. But pay attention to these situations on how you help people too, and how you don't want anything in return, and how easy it is and how burdensome it is to help people out in certain situations. It'll make it easier for you to accept help as well. And again, the inspiration is key. And the reason I brought that story up is he was probably inspired. Like he had no other choice, but he was just like, ah, what if I just go out? There's got to be somebody that's going out that way. And he followed his inspiration and was just weaving through traffic. And I don't even know if I was the first person he asked, but maybe I was the first person who stopped. I don't know. But it was just cool. And there have been other examples of that where both I've been helped and I've been able to be that to others. So when you're going through this week, just observe the inspiration you get at any moment. You could be sitting here and you'd be like, ooh, I want to go cook. I want to prepare a recipe. Oh, ooh, I want to go to the bookstore. Ooh, like follow it joyfully and don't question it if you can. But even if you do question it, just observe your patterns. Just observe if you do question it. Just observe if you do doubt it. Observe if you're reluctant to act on it and what's stopping you from acting on these fast judgments. On these inspirations. Like what's the judgment that you're bringing in to do it, and how often do you do it? And the reason I say observe it more than even acting on it is because you can see how often God speaks to you. You can see how often your higher self is resonating with you, trying to get you to change your mindset or improve your vibration. And it's there and it's apparent. So that was all I have for today. I wanted to really just pose that challenge to everyone to do while you're water fasting or while you're not. Or even if you do, like you might feel inspired too to be like, man, I want to water fast, but that food too good, or I got to work out. And I've been testing this out for myself just so I can tell y'all if it's possible or not. I've been doing strenuous workouts while I've been fasting, and it has not fazed me. I haven't experienced a difference. I'll say that. Because, you know, sometimes I do get hungry. Sometimes I'm like, man, this is tough. But it's no different than had I not worked out. So you can still do that. You can still go to work. Try not to be, what do you call that? Try not to do it as a form of sympathy. Like, y'all, I'm fasting, so if you can take it easy. But do it with confidence. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just doing the fast. I'm not eating a day. Like, what? You're not eating? No, I'm just, you know, doing this fast, so I'm good. Like, keep it normal. Keep it regular. Shout out to Loretta. I know she does the Monday fasts with us. I'm trying to get her to do 4 days. Well, you can do this. It's just 4 days. Start with day one. Yeah, but appreciate you rocking with me as well, Loretta, and Perfect Mode. And, yeah, I guess I'll end it here. Still haven't heard back from Troy to see if they won. But we'll come back and keep y'all afoot on that. yeah, she's laughing. So yeah, so I'll end it here, and I just say, if you found this helpful, you know, hit that share button as always. Click the links that that are in this description and join the community so you can get help. Like if you're going through it and you're contemplating eating and stuff, it's a cool little app that we can use and. Yeah, just remember, you're a perfect creation made by a perfect creator. So you might as well accept your perfection and enter perfect mode. Chill.
If I reminded you that you are perfect, would you argue me down or step into your perfection? Welcome to perfect mode, where there are no excuses, no expectations, and we explore the world without limitations. I'm Jay Clay, rapper, the spiritual teacher, with my co-host Troy Washington, your friendly neighborhood realtor. Let's be real. So let's be perfect. Let's be perfect.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I know we was ending it. We had to just interrupt because we got a special announcement. He looked happy. I don't know. Give us the latest.
Yeah, man. Champs, baby.
Got that.
Champs, man. Baby. Yeah, boys. Won that mug. Like, they were so crunk, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, this mug is real, real crunk. And Brody was up in this mug balling, fam. Like,
yeah. What was it? Was it easy win? Was it tough win? Was it
in the beginning? Come here, bro. In the beginning, it was kind of tough, right? Come on, Mello. What are we, y'all? Say champ. Let them know.
Champ.
That's right.
Yeah.
We champs.
Yeah.
What was the score? Y'all remember what the score 19 was? 19-6. 19-4. They scored 4-6.
No, they lost it.
19-6.
Man.
Y'all played y'all hardest. That's right. But good job. That person made 2 free throws. Yeah, I'm going to get in the car. But yeah, man.
Cool.
Champs, baby.
So yeah, we just ended it. I just came on real quick, told him the deal. Shared about observing inspiration, gave that challenge, and getting people to join the water fast that they all said that they're gonna join. And shout out to In the House 15 said champs to my sister. Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Appreciate y'all. And yeah, make sure y'all join that water fast.
Yeah,
I'm inspired by the kids. Let's go.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna sign off. I'm just gonna end it since we already did the outro. But yeah, appreciate y'all. Let's get it.
Holla.
Perfect.